Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
I urge you, therefore, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Our hearts rejoice with the opportunity to share another portion of God's Word with you. We provide our sermon and the songs in hope that the spiritual blessings will flow from our programs to you. May this one be a blessing to each one.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, He touched me, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise Him.
To praise Him,
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, He touched me, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me.
Very early in the reading of the scriptures, we find people worshiping God through offering sacrifices to Him. Cain and Abel, sons of Adam and Eve, provide the first recorded sacrifices. The account tells of Abel's sacrifice being pleasing to God. It was an acceptable offering, but Cain's was not accepted. And although we do not have all the questions that we might raise answered as to why, we do know that God told Cain that if he would do simply those things that he knew was right, then he could offer a pleasing sacrifice to God. So Cain knew what he had to do, and he knew what he could do. But biblical history tells us that Cain chose rather to commit the sin of murder against his brother. In the law of Moses, there were given many and various sacrifices and offerings for the people to bring before the Lord. God established a priesthood through which those sacrifices would be offered. So regular sacrifices day by day through the year, God's people were to bring their sacrifices to Him. These offerings were to honor, to worship, and to give devotion to the Almighty. Written within the details of the law were the things that would disqualify an offering. God did not accept the offering of a hurt or sick or crippled animal. God was to receive offerings that were acceptable. In the Old Testament record of these sacrifices, there is a foreshadow of the one great sacrifice that is made by Jesus upon the cross. His offering of Himself, His sinless life, was the acceptable sacrifice that would remove man's sins. No other sacrifice can ever be like the Savior's. The truth still stands today, as stated by the Apostle Peter and John, that salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Today there is no offering of an animal sacrifice as an act of worship. There would be no acceptance by the Lord of such things. All the Old Testament sacrifices became null and void when Jesus offered Himself for the sins of the world. When Christians meet around the Lord's memorial table and partake of the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross. We are acknowledging that His body was broken for us, and His blood was shed on our behalf. Out of God's great love, He sent Jesus, His one and His only Son, to save us from the bondage and condemnation of sin. The Apostle Paul urges all the saved to offer a sacrifice to God. Unlike the former sacrifices, Christian sacrifice that follows God's will is a pleasing and acceptable sacrifice to Him, and that is, it is our life offered to God. We surrender our own will to His will. We become a living sacrifice because we obey the teachings of Jesus. Acceptable worship is to be transformed in our hearts and our minds to conform to God's will, rejecting the ways of the sinful and the unbelieving world around us. This change within us happens as we let the Scriptures teach us, correct us, rebuke and train us in righteousness. It is the word of the Lord that equips us for every good work. When we consider our offering to God, we should think of much more than the offering of money or time and talent. Although these things are a privilege and a duty in our Christian service to the Lord, it is the offering of ourselves into God's service. This is the whole duty of every Christian. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." In those words, Paul's instructions to become a living sacrifice is reflected. Once we have the heart that is right, then all of our sacrifices will be pleasing and acceptable, unlike Cain's. You remember the widow who had just two small copper coins to her name. That was all she had. And this one gift that was given in the treasury that day touched the heart of the Lord. Others were giving out of their abundance that day, but she gave all she had. She gave it all. That is how our Christian living needs to be. We don't just make contributions. We make a commitment to entrust ourselves to our faithful Creator. Then we can make all kinds of contributions to do His work and accomplish His will on earth. The more we let God's Word into our minds so that it will shape our hearts, the better we can be in bringing before our Heavenly Father the offering that is holy and pleasing to Him. We encourage us all to implant the Word deeply within our hearts, for the saving of our souls. The apostle wrote, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you." Dear Lord, help us to relinquish our hold upon ourselves so that your will can be done in us.
Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.